The anniversary of the fall of Baghdad, pushed aside by Don Imus. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Let's see if we have this memorized yet.
That's some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's a nappy-headed hoes.
It wasn't the first lapse of taste on talk radio, and certainly not the first insult on Imus's show. There's even a list in the paper. Colin Powell was a sniffling weasel. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson was a fat sissy. New York Knicks were chest-thumping pimps. What's new here, as columnist Eric Deggans pointed out, is that this is the first time Imus has been YouTubed. Yes, YouTube, where bad jokes go not to die, but to become immortal. Michael Richards' N-word rant still gets hits. And yes, you can argue it's unfair for Al Sharpton to beat up on Imus for stuff that black comedians and hip-hop artists are saying all the time, but let's face it, most black artists ignore Reverend Sharpton's appeals to clean up, whereas whites actually feel guilty.
And we ought to have more black guests, and me and the rest of white America ought to understand what's going on in the black community, and I'll make an effort to do that.
Reverend DeForest Soares even said during Easter services, attended by the Rutgers coach, that he wants to stamp out racist and sexist thoughts.
We're going to get him good so that the men who don't have the courage to say it will think twice before they think it.
But here's the other part about the YouTube era. You can't stamp this out. You can't stamp out anything anymore. Reverend Sharpton and Soares want to draw the line right here, but YouTube is all about hits. And when you draw a line, all you do is guarantee that in bedrooms all over America, video wannabes will be looking for a way to cross it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.